Tucked away a couple of streets up from Old Women Springs Road in Landers sits White Rock Horse Rescue. It is a home to a fluctuating number of horses, goats, llamas, birds, cats, and dogs. Most rescue animals. Isabel Megley is the powerhouse behind it all. Her background is marked by adversity, including a journey through foster care and early marriage. Isabel's struggles have fueled her unwavering commitment to helping others. During the economic downturn in 2007, Isabel and her then-husband Jerry sought a slower pace of life in Landers. By 2008, when many people felt financial pressures, Isabel began seeing horses abandoned in the desert. Driven by a deep sense of compassion, she started taking these animals in. I was introduced to Isabel in 2009 when I began a photographic journey exploring and documenting the Morongo Basin. A friend brought me to the rescue and I found a place of comfort and healing. I wasn't the only one. The horses and the other people working on the ranch, visiting and riding the horses, became a family. One of the volunteers at the time, 19-year-old Heather Rush from Tacoma, Washington, said it's more than just a rescue. It's a community of open arms and compassion. White Rock's success speaks volumes. With over 500 horses finding loving homes in 15 years, the ranch's impact extends far beyond its gates. Through youth workshops, volunteer programs, and community initiatives, White Rock offers a nurturing environment where healing thrives. The ranch's ongoing work with youth also provides a nurturing environment and opportunity for healing through volunteer and community-based programs. WRHR is holding boys' workshops on weekends and has long been a place for Marines. Megley works with San Bernardino County and the Wounded Warrior Program. The Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries awarded White Rock Ranch Rescue and Retirement verified status on December 16, 2012. The ranch is a 501c. But it's not just about finding homes for these majestic creatures. It's about providing lifelong sanctuary for those who need it most. Fonzie, a spirited 28-year-old Arabian, may never be ridden again, but he has a forever home where he can roam free at White Rock. Jack and Sugarfoot. Jack, a 24-year-old Peruvian Paseo, is in a committed relationship with Sugarfoot, a 16-year-old Paseo Fino. Although the two horses have come to the ranch at separate times from different homes, they found each other. As we wander the grounds, Isabel introduces me to other equine residents, one by one, from the spirited Apollo who effortlessly opens gates to the resilient Precious, whose journey of adoption and return speaks to second chances and patience. Traveler Rosie and Fonzie, each horse carries its own story. Megley knows every horse by name and its particular circumstances and needs. She greets them like old friends and introduces them, giving any newcomer or interested party a long history. Megley is animated and welcoming until she talks about the mistreatment of animals. Then her anger is apparent. Caring for these animals is her purpose in life. It's as if she single-handedly wants to right the world's wrongs. Yet beyond shelter and care, White Rock offers something transformative, healing through connection. Tiana, a steadfast, longtime supporter, attests to the profound impact of equine therapy on those in need, highlighting Isabel's unwavering dedication to animals and the community. Adoption, sponsorships, and donations keep White Rock going strong. For Isabel, it's not just about rescuing animals. It's about safeguarding their future, one animal at a time. To learn more about White Rock Horse Rescue and how you can make a difference, visit www.whiterockranchhorserescue.org. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.